I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Michael Yon at Michael Yon on the Facebook and on Patreon.com, Michael Yon, reporting from Panama. Michael's been in Panama for weeks, especially attending to the Darien Gap, the break in the Pan-American Highway between Colombia and Panama, where you must walk through or find your way by boat and walking through the Darien Gap, 60 miles or more of triple canopy jungle. It's raining season. Michael's been there for weeks, and he's quite accustomed to the climate. In these last days, however, Michael's escorted Congressman Tom Tiffany of the 7th District of Wisconsin, a young man who grew up on a farm, a dairy farm, who traveled to Panama to see for himself the Darien Gap and the migrants coming through the Darien Gap heading north to the Mexican border. Migrants, as we've learned over these last weeks, from all around the globe, from Nepal, from Congo, from Haiti, from Cuba, from Venezuela, all around the globe, coming through the Darien Gap, where they're met by the Border Patrol, the Panama Border Patrol, and bused to Costa Rica to continue their journey north. Michael, a very good evening to you. I'm very glad you've struggled through your adventures in the Darien Gap by boat and by foot, and you've introduced Congressman Tiffany to the Embera indigenous people, who are the greeters and the facilitators for the migrants coming through. First of all, how was the congressman with you in the Darien Gap? Was he prepared for a triple canopy jungle? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening. He was very ready, John. And, you know, he and another congressman took a vacation and came down here. And I had prepped them quite a bit, told them everything to expect, sent videos, that sort of thing. I did many reconnaissance, four really serious reconnaissance out the route that we were going to take in advance. Two of my reconnaissance actually failed. I learned a lot from those. And so when they finally came, I had worked out the routes, you know, which river we were going to take and or, you know, how we were going to do the canoes instead of going overland and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, we made it out there deep in the jungle. And we made it to a village called Bajo Chiquito. And the Embera Indians facilitated it. That's what one of the major things that took me so long is that I had to network with the Indians. So I've been in Panama now 3 months, and it took a long time. The Indians are like, come on, they helped me, and we made it happen. And so when we made it to Bajo Chiquito Village, we passed a convoy of canoes filled with migrants, about 300 migrants, which I have on video, coming down the jungle river. So the Embera Indians paying the Embera Indians to take them down in canoes. It was about 300. I've got it on video. It was just like a huge flotilla coming through the jungle. And then we finally kept going up. One of their boats then capsized and dumped out the migrants. Three of them almost drowned, actually. So that was 2 days ago. And so almost drowned. And then we didn't see that because we had already passed them. One of the Indians came up and told us later in his canoe. But we made it to Bajo Chiquito, and it went on from there. So the congressman saw many, many casualties, heard many stories, took a lot of video. The village of about 492 people told us that sometimes there's up to 1,000 migrants in there. So 1,000 migrants in a village of fewer than 500 people, that's, you know, 2 to 1. And now it looks to me, if you look at the latest statistics on extracontinental migration, it's gone up by several fold in the last few months. But judging by what I just learned on this trip to Bajo Chiquito, I would say that about 10,000 people will come through the Darien Gap this month. That's what it's looking like now. Even though Panama just closed the border with Colombia on paper, they clearly didn't close it. Both Centerfront and the Embera Indians say it's not closed. There's no, I mean, yeah, it's closed on paper, but they're just flooding in. And many are drowning. A doctor from Doctors Without Borders, his name is Mario Rosas, I believe, from Colombia, was out there. And he told me about, I think it was 29, I'll have to listen to the audio, but about 29 people from Senegal came through in about 4 days ago. 10 of them were swept away in the river and all dead, and that's normal. He told of many, many deaths, the doctor did, as did the migrants. So huge casualties out there. And the ones who were coming in, some had to be carried, many children, that sort of thing.
What were your surprises traveling with members of the U.S. Congress? What were you surprised about, and what were they surprised about? Can you characterize it, Michael?
Oh, yeah. They were very prepared. So I didn't know if they were going to be kind of whiny or whatever. No, they were straight up men about it, you know, and I was very happy. You know, they didn't require any special care. But I think they were surprised at the level of, I mean, I'd prepared them. I'd sent them videos and that sort of thing. But it's different, as you know, when you get on the ground and you can smell, and you can, there's so many smells out there from, you know, the injuries from the migrants and migrants defecating on the ground all inside of the village. The water wasn't working. You know, of course, everybody has to bathe in the river. And just so many people coming in sick, and so many, it's terrible out there. And, you know, and it's clearly, this was pretty much mostly cut off during the Trump administration. But as soon as Biden got into office, January 20th, it just opened the floodgates. And now people are just dying in huge numbers out in the Darien Gap.
Were the congressmen aware of this before they came to visit you? Did they know about the Darien Gap and the flow? Because the presumption in Washington, as you know, has been for all this year that these are migrants coming from the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. I do not see mention at all of Nepal and Congo and Africa. We know that that's accurate because you've witnessed the documentation of this. Were the congressmen surprised by the scale of the migration?
Yeah, I think they were surprised because it's more than I even told them about, because it's increased. You know, of course, I've been down here for 3 months, so I've been seeing it quite a lot. But then I been out of the jungle for a little while as I prepared to take them on their vacation trip out there. And since that time, the migration has increased dramatically. Like I said, my guess is about 10,000 is going to come through this month. That's based on what the doctor from Doctors Without Borders told me.
Did the congressmen know of the scale of this? Did they know beforehand? You prepared them, but did they know there are thousands coming through the Darien Gap?
Just keep in mind, about 3 days ago, there was a report in Axios that the numbers coming through Darien Gap look like they've gone up three or four fold since the early part of this year. So since Biden, there's just been a huge spike, right? And now what we're seeing is it's still spiking, continuing to go up. So it was a dramatic, I mean, they saw literally about 500, to be directionally accurate, in a period of just that one day. They saw about 500 migrants deep out in the jungle. And of course, that's just one flow. There's other side flows out there that we couldn't see in one day, but through just Bajo Chiquito, they saw about 500.
Oh, Congressman Tiffany, what is he taking back with him to Washington to inform his colleagues? What's he going to say about the Darien Gap? Do you know?
Well, so much. I mean, the migrant situation is epically horrible with all the children dying out there and sick. And this is all because of Biden's policy. I mean, the pull into the United States, that osmotic pull of thinking that they can just come to America and get free stuff. And one of the things that they learned, and women and men were telling them this, many women are coming through pregnant, and I mean like fully pregnant, visibly, largely, you know, and they're coming through because, and with small children, because they know once they get to the United States with a small child in their arms, they're going to get almost a free Disney pass to come in. And so that's a very concern that both congressmen saw over and over, pregnant women and people with very small children. And actually saying, because we'll get into the United States. So they actually saw this with their own eyes. They don't have to take my word for it anymore. They got it on their own videos.
I'm speaking with Michael Yan. All of the videos that he's taken, all of the photographs, will be up at his site at patreon.com. When we come back, I want to speak in detail of the countries of origin, what he's been witnessing these last days. Because remember, the border is closed. That's what's striking about these details. I'm John Batchelor.